This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Probe Commission recommends a foreign travel ban on former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and four others over Janji protest incident. Government decides to form technical committee to classify injured persons of Janji protest. Three people of Rukum West killed in microbus accident in Kapurkot 3 of Salyan district. And at least 39 people die in a crash at a political rally in southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Now the news in detail. The commission formed to investigate the incident in the Janji movement has recommended to the concerned authorities on a travel ban on five individuals, including former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. According to a press statement issued today, the commission member Bigyan Raj Sharma, the meeting held today decided to recommend barring foreign travel for former Prime Minister Oli, former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, the then Home Secretary Gokarnamani Duadi, then Chief of the National Investigation Department Hutraj Thapa, and then Chief District Officer of Kathmandu Chavilal Rizal. The commission decided to request the authorities concerned to take necessary measures to restrict their foreign travel since they are under investigation in course of the probe. The probe commission has also decided that they should not leave the Kathmandu Valley without the commission's approval, as they may be required to appear before the commission at any time for inquiry. The government has decided to form a technical committee to classify the injured persons of the Janji protest that happened on the 8th and 9th of September. The government's spokesperson and communications minister Jagadish Kharel said a cabinet meeting held today decided to provide rightful compensation to the injured ones after their classification from the technical committee. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has also decided to run the Janji clinics to provide treatment and follow-up healthcare services for free to the people injured during the Janji protest. Similarly, Minister Kharel said that today's cabinet meeting also decided to appoint Ajay Bhadra Khanal as the chief advisor and Govinda Narayan Timal Sinha as the public relations advisor to the Prime Minister. Three people have been killed and two others injured when a microbus plunged 300 meters up the road at Kapurkot 3 in Salyan district this morning. The vehicle was heading to Tulsipur from Bapikot of Rukum West. Police Inspector Resham Khatri said that the deceased were 67-year-old Pabi Kesi, 27-year-old Prakash Kesi, and 30-year-old Sashidhar Kesi, all from Bapikot 5. The injured 47-year-old Khagendra Kesi and 36-year-old Dina Kesi were frustrated at Rapti Provincial Hospital in Tulsipur Dang and later referred to Nepalganj for further treatment. The offices and depots of Nepal Oil Corporation will remain open even during the Dasain public holidays. NOC has announced that 13 of its depots and offices will remain open based on local demands to ensure the smooth sell and distribution of petroleum products on public holidays. The National Human Rights Commission will remain open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. even during the Dasain holidays. NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel said in a press release that the Commission's central office in Harihar Bhavan of Lalitpur and the provincial and province branch offices will remain open even during the Dasain holidays. The Commission has requested everyone to immediately inform the nearest NHRC office if any incidents of right violations occur. The National Flag Carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation, NEC, has started operating direct flights to Guangzhou of China. The NEC operated flights on the Kathmandu-Guangzhou-Kathmandu route from yesterday, although the Nepal Airlines had said it planned to operate flights to Guangzhou from September 25th, it was possible only on Saturday. NEC spokesperson Manoj Kumar Saha said that the plane flew towards Gunjau from Kathmandu on Saturday afternoon had returned to Kathmandu with 107 passengers from Gunjau. NSC has prepared a schedule of weekly 3 regular flights to and from Gunjau. Nepal Police said prisoners who escaped from various jails during the recent Gyeongju demonstrations are under constant surveillance. Deputy Inspector General Binod Ghimire informed that out of the total escapees, around 8,000 have returned, while 6,000 remain at large. He also urged the public to stay alert, especially during the festival season, noting that some of the fugitives, including notorious thieves and dacoits, who may seek revenge. District police officers have been directed to monitor closely based on the inmates' criminal records. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maeda Taro paid a courtesy call on Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal today. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Finance in Singhadarbar, they discussed the various issues, including Nepal's recent changed political situation, Nepal-Japan historic relations, and Japan's support in Nepal's socio-economic development. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागी सब बैपैक यही पाए जहाँ सब कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस पटल दे पाउनोस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना *14#* टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Khising has laid emphasis on promotion of electric vehicles to control air pollution and to take the country towards a green economy. Inaugurating the charging stations operated by Change Digital at different places of the country, including Samakhusi today, Minister Khising pointed out the need of converting petroleum vehicles to electric ones. A target has been set to make 90% of electric vehicles of the total private vehicles and 70% of the public vehicles within 2030. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 39 people have died, including children, in a crash at a political rally in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, according to the BBC. Tens of thousands of people had gathered on Saturday at a campaign event for actor-turned-politician Vijay in the southern Karur district. It was delayed by several hours, local media reported. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin told reporters in Karur that the death toll included at least 17 women, 13 men and 9 children. A further 51 people were receiving treatment. Sweeping UN economic and military sanctions have been imposed on Iran 10 years after they were lifted in a landmark international deal over its nuclear program, the BBC says. The new measures took effect as the 3 European partners to the deal, the UK, France and Germany, activated the so-called snapback mechanism, accusing Iran of continued nuclear escalation and lack of cooperation. Iran suspended inspections of its nuclear facilities, a legal obligation under the term of the 2015 deal after Israel and the US bombed several of its nuclear sites and military bases in June. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi and Madhes provinces, along with the hill regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places of the remaining regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Probe Commission recommends a foreign travel ban on former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and 4 others over Gyeongju protest incident. Government decides to form technical committee to classify injured persons of the Janji protest. Three people of Rukum West killed in microbus accident in Kapurkot 3 of Salyan district. And at least 39 people die in a crash at a political rally in southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.